This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. It's time for Radiola.
A red onion and a white onion?
No, I don't, Bill.
Well, you don't know your onion.
Well, that's because I ain't never been to college.
How often have I told you? You've had no to use the word ink. Use is certainly dumb using.
Is that so?
Now, we are just two country boys born out in the rough.
We may not be tough, but we sure know our stuff.
Folks all said our daddy should have sent us off to school.
We told Papa no.
There's nothing we don't know.
We sleep late every morning and stay out every evening.
But we ain't never been to college.
We have dandruff on our collar, and if you mention work, we'll holler.
And we ain't never been to college.
And when we wear our baggy pants upon the avenue,
we get as many women as the football heroes do.
And instead of helping with the hole,
we say, Dad, we need more dough.
And we ain't never been to college. At reciting, I'm a hummer, younger din and Jag the plumber.
And you ain't never been to college.
At parties, I can frolic as if I had the college.
And you ain't never been to college. You studied with a correspondent school by mail and say.
They held a graduation at the post office today. And I just carried home a nice big parcel post diploma.
And we ain't never been to college. As a couple of London chappies would sing the same song.
I remain in bed quite into each model and retire at a very unearthly hour.
But do you remember ever having attended a university or an establishment of higher learning?
I rarely enjoy refreshing beverages and love to indulge in snappy repartee.
And again, I might ask, have you never taken advantage of all the uplifting culture?
Why, my best friend is the Prince of Wales.
Do you recall when you and he went to different schools together?
Yes, but the belly, old fool, he had to get his name in the papers by toppling from his quadruped.
You're not much on manual labor, and you love to chew chewing gum.
Yes, but I have at no time been enrolled in any academic institution.
We love to loaf and ramble. We like to swear and gamble. And we ain't been to Pennsylvania. And we think there's nothing dearer than to stand before a mirror. And we ain't never been to college.
We know a lot of fellas who are serving time in jail.
And we got out of Columbia, Syracuse, and Yale.
And we are free from error. We'll never be a terror. Cause we have never been to Princeton. Raw.
Radiola. I'm Andy Senior with a tribute to those who have gone through 4 years of whatever institution of higher learning and have emerged victorious. Now that you've passed your finals, this is the last trial you must endure. My tribute. 3 hours of Radiola, primarily but not exclusively dealing with college and that great 20s college sound of the records that I'm going to play, that you can almost smell the hip flasks as you proceed. We began with a non-crunchy 78 of Waring's Pennsylvanians. They're not Waring. They got along pretty well. Waring's Pennsylvanians, Collegiate, 1925. Then Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, The Happiness Boys, We Ain't Never Been to College. And now that was a crunchy 78, and that was from 1928. And, yeah, so you should have heard it before I managed to straighten it out. And then our ocarina player, also semi-crunchy, definitely 78, William Tell Overture. Continuing, we have Jan Garber and his orchestra. Collegiate tribute begins right away. Washington and Lee Swing from 1928.
fight, fight, fight for every yard. Circle the end and hit the line right hard and roll the enemy upon the sod. Rah, rah, rah.
Thank you.
Three authentic college elves. Why are they always praying to the sun god to assist their victories? Rah, rah, rah. And I thought we were beyond that polytheistic model. Anyway, that was Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. That was before he graduated from the College of Musical Knowledge. 1929, Hark the Sound of Tar Heel Voices. Before that, Jan Garber with Two. We had VMI Spirit from 1928, and also from that same session, Washington and Lee Swing, rah, rah, rah. Now, to settle into a balladry, a mood of balladry, Libby Holman here on Radiola with Andy Sr. Am I Blue? Not particularly, but here's the song, 1928.
Waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman who's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning around about dawn. Without a warning, I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if your plan with your man done fell through. Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Just ask me, am I blue? Ain't these teardrops in these eyes telling a tale to you? Am I blue? You'd be too. I'm not fooling. If your plan made with your man happened to fall through, was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now he's gone.
myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worthwhile waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
No, that was Lita Roberti. She played Mata McCrea in Million Dollar Legs. And I love how she approximates that West Utica accent with College Rhythm from 1934. Before that, we had Eva Taylor with the Charleston Chasers, 1929, Ain't Misbehavin', starting with Libby Holman, that woman of many troubles in her life. I'll have to go through that sometime with you. Am I Blue, 1928. Now to delve slightly back more into the college sort of thing, a spelling exam. Just one more. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders from 1928. Constantinople.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 31, 69, 84, hike!
Nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it. I bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow. Learn to do it right now.
Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon.
to do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
For they wear 'em down at Princeton, and they share 'em up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard,
but they sleep in them in jail.
They store 'em at Ohio, they're hawked at Notre Dame. They carry 'em at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel. From every college campus comes a cheer.
Oy, oy.
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy.
Rough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho. Every day those raccoon coats will have puffs. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon. Rap, rap, rap.
Pat Waring again with the group. I Love the College Girls, 1926. He tended to get into that whole college thing there with that first hit he had. So he kept cranking them out. Got one more coming up, at least. George Olsen before that, Doing the Raccoon, 1928. Starting with Constantinople. Now, it seems to me somebody was really... They needed an idea for a song, and this is all they could come up with. I don't know. But it was a song. When people would get pretty loaded, they'd sing that, and they'd sing it again, and then they'd sing it ad infinitum and ad nauseum. Of course, what they were drinking at that time helped with the nauseum quite a bit. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders from 1928. Now on Radiola with Andy Sr., that's me. We continue. Wisconsin U Skyrockets. This is the first of three renditions of a tune called Postage Stomp, but one of them is not like the other. Where have you heard that before? Postage Stomp, 1928. The Wisconsin U Skyrockets.
Thank you.
Stun Jazz Band with Postage Stamp. That was the Maynard Baird Postage Stamp, which we heard by Maynard Baird and his orchestra. That was from 1930. And before that, the Wisconsin U Skyrockets with a totally different postage stamp from 1928. I don't know. The name just seems to suggest itself, doesn't it? Yes, and the West End Jazz Band are heading down to Huntingdon, West Virginia for the Coon Sanders Fest, celebrating Coon Sanders Nighthawks and their amazing music, and we've got a couple of their things later, too. This is sort of a pastiche in some ways. We have some different things tonight, but yes, they're down there now and trying to enlighten the people. Now, we're going to duplicate another song here. Two versions of Freshman Hop, starting with Jack Pettis and his Pets. There's a vocal in there. And then the Ten Freshmen, which was basically an Irving Mills pickup group. I think Jack Pettis is on both recordings, though. Strange.
Thank you. Thank you.